This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, October 28th, brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Representative Brad Finstead of Minnesota leading a letter scrutinizing the Department of Agriculture's loan and grant oversight practices after a recent awardee, Pure Prairie Poultry, shut down. Grassley and Finstead serve on the Senate and House Agriculture Committees, respectively. USDA is responsible for keeping tabs on the taxpayer-funded grants it administers, but it clearly dropped the ball with Pure Prairie. Iowans and others across America's heartland lost their jobs in their poultry market as a result of Pure Prairie's closure. USDA must explain to Congress and the public what went wrong to help prevent a repeat scenario, Grassley said in the bicameral effort. Minnesota-based Pure Prairie Poultry received over $45 million in funding to help smaller processors start or expand capacity. The company ceased operations earlier this month and shuttered its plant in Charles City, Iowa. In the letter, the legislators are asking USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack about the agency's considerations for approving Pure Prairie's funding, its insights into the company's financial standing, and the steps it took to assist stakeholders following the Charles City plant closure. The American Soybean Association sharing concern today after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency imposed additional restrictions on farmers for a new herbicide registration. A new registration for glufosinate P was announced October 18. However, EPA lagged in releasing the final label for that registration. Tennessee soybean grower Alan Meadows says ASA believes unwarranted restrictions are evident in the final rule.
With the new herbicide strategy that has been coming down lately, it's got the point system, which I think probably most people are somewhat familiar with now, that we've got to get a certain amount of points to be able to use certain products. They require you to have different runoff mitigations and things such as that. And that is kind of rolled over into this new registration for glufosinate. The draft registration, Jeff, we thought it was going to have 1 point, right, in this point system. And anyhow, when the final come out, it actually come out, needing 3. Just more mitigation strategies that you've got to go through to be able to use certain products. And it just, it feels like all of these products, the access to them is just getting harder and harder to keep our hands on them.
Meadows says he and other growers feel they were blindsided by the EPA's process.
We felt like we had a pretty good handle on it with the draft. And then when the final come out, there were things in there that in the draft registration didn't exist at all. The final registration come out with a 10-foot buffer that you got to have to be able to use it on ground applications. I think it's a 50-foot downwind for aerial applications. Just a lot of things that were different than what we anticipated it being. We felt like that we didn't quite get a clean shake on the final compared to the draft.
Meadows says ASA believes the additional restrictions followed adverse comments from environmental groups. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's crop progress report this afternoon indicates 81% of the corn crop is harvested, 89% of U.S. soybeans in the bin as of yesterday. For corn, 87% of the crop harvested in Illinois, Indiana's at 77%, Iowa at 84%. For soybeans, the harvest again, 89% done. The five-year average is 78%. Minnesota is 98% harvested, Illinois at 90, Indiana 87, and Iowa at 96% of this year's crop in the bin. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Wanted to take a moment and talk to soybean farmers. Nearly 500,000 of you are in the U.S. growing over 4 billion bushels of soybeans a year, and the Soy Checkoff is working hard to grow demand. Innovating, testing, and showcasing new uses in new industries, such as firefighting foam, tires, straws, shoes, or 1,000 other products. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org and keep on growing. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dally.